Chapter 9. Eliminate the Canada Revenue Agency as your silent business partner.
Let's pretend that I've come to you with a business proposition. I say, let's go into business together. Here's how the arrangement is going to work. You put up all the capital for our business and you take all the risk. You can't access any capital inside of our business without paying me first. You can sell some or all of the business anytime you want. But when you do sell some or all of the business, I will let you know how much of the business I then own. Now, would you take me up on that proposition? Would anyone? Of course not. Yet, that is exactly what happens when you invest using a Registered Retirement Savings Plan, or an RRSP. The Canada Revenue Agency, the CRA, then becomes your silent business partner. Who puts all the money into the RRSP? You do. Who takes all the risk? You do. Who gets paid before you do when you access any of the money inside that RRSP? The CRA does. Revenue Canada owns a portion of your RRSP from day one. And when you're ready to access the money inside that RRSP, the CRA lets you know how much of your RRSP they own in the form of taxes. If you've ever invested using an RRSP, ask yourself this. What do I like most about it? Well, the answer is going to be likely the tax savings. But are you saving tax or are you just deferring tax? Let's look at it another way. If you were a farmer, would you rather pay taxes on your seed or on your harvest? These programs are designed to provide the tax break on your seed, the money from your salary that you contribute each year into the plan. But they collect tax on the harvest, the profits earned from your investments over a lifetime of saving and investing. It's a great deal for the CRA, but it's not such a great deal for you. Revenue Canada will recoup the taxes that you deferred one way or another. Taxes are there from the first day you put money into the RRSP. And when you compound money inside the RRSP, you're also compounding the taxes. When we peel back the layers of that onion even more, it really starts to stink. The allure for most people is the deferral of tax, but what most people don't consider is that you're also deferring the tax calculation. Nobody knows what the tax rates will be in the future. What's even worse is nobody knows what the value of your RRSP will be when you're ready to retire. If you're currently contributing to an RRSP, the CRA already has you on their tax radar. They see the accumulating future tax windfall because your RRSP is a registered instrument, not to mention the CRA reviews your tax return every year. But an RRSP's list of offenses don't stop there. You can't access money inside of your RRSP without depleting the balance of the account and triggering an income taxable event. You've essentially sentenced your money to a lengthy prison term, and by the end of the year during which you turn 71, you must make an abrupt transition from accumulating money to withdrawing it by converting your RRSP into a Registered Retirement Income Fund, an RRIF or a RIF. Deposits stop and withdrawals start. We call a RIF the sequel to your RRSP. The government has a prescribed annual withdrawal percentage rate that steadily increases with age. And why? Because all withdrawals are fully income taxable. When you contrast investing using products like an RRSP, the investor has no control. And yet with the infinite banking concept, using a process, the policy owner is always in complete control. Nobody from CRA tells the policy owner when and how much money can be taken out of the policy. Equally important, the policy owner knows on any given day exactly how much money he will have when he's ready to retire. Guaranteed. The policy values can never go down. RRSPs, on the other hand, can lose value. We've actually met people who firmly believe that the government can ensure their RRSPs are protected and that the money will be there when they need it. If your RRSPs are invested in equities or mutual funds, call your advisor and ask what those equities and funds will be valued at, guaranteed, on the year, month, and day that you're ready to retire. If you can't get a specific answer to that question, fire the advisor on the spot, because neither you nor your advisor is in control. Advisors love to tell you to defer taxes now. Invest your money using RRSPs, and when you're ready to retire, you'll pay less taxes because you'll be in a lower tax bracket. Unfortunately, that rationale is not based on reality. The only way you'll be in a lower tax bracket upon retirement is if you're ready and willing to live on less income during retirement than the amount of income that you are getting by with today. Taxes are calculated according to income, and nobody can tell you exactly how much money will be in your RRSP when you need the money the most. In our Banker's Secret Boot Camps, we ask our attendees to complete a very simple three-question exercise. Question 1, write down the month and year that you plan to retire. Number 2, write down exactly what your RRSP will be worth, guaranteed, when you retire. And question number 3, write down what the tax rates will be when you retire. Now, when our boot camp attendees read the second and third question, they quickly conclude that they don't know the answer. The exercise is a real eye-opener when they realize they're not in a position of control. We encourage you to think about the same exercise. Now, you know you can't answer questions 2 and 3, nor can your investment advisor. The point of the exercise is to illustrate the lack of control we create when we hand our money over to someone else. Here is the $1 million example. Would you rather have $1 million inside of a tax-qualified plan or $1 million of accessible cash values inside of a policy? We regularly meet with clients who have already been warehousing money inside tax-qualified plans like RRSPs, and they've been doing that for quite some time, whether it's with an employer-matched plan or in a self-directed plan. Now, clients sit down with us and say, we want to look at how to take our money from an income taxable environment and move that money into a policy so that we can regain the control of our money. Now, one of the first things that are critical to emphasize is that when we sit down with our clients, we ask them to help us understand what their RRSP account value is. If you look at your RRSP statement, it gives you an account value. So let's assume that my RRSP account value is $1 million. So for the purposes of this example, I've got $1 million inside of an RRSP, and you've got $1 million inside of your policy. Now, let me ask you some questions that you may or may not know the answer to. How much of the $1 million inside my RRSP actually belongs to me? Who's paying the fees to manage my RRSP? And are the fees that I pay someone to manage my RRSP only used to look after my money, or are they also used to look after Canada Revenue Agency's money? I'm paying fees to manage tax money that I will never see. It's not my money. What adds insult to injury is that I'm also paying fees when my account value goes up and when it goes down. Someone else gets paid whether I win or lose. And if my account loses some or all of its value, I've lost my money. The only thing my advisor lost was a client. Now, fast forward to retirement time, and I'm ready to begin accessing the RRSP. I need $50,000 in the first year, but I have to withdraw $71,430 from the RRSP to get the $50,000 that I need. I have a starting account value of $1 million, and I withdraw $71,430. That amount will be charged a withholding tax of 30% or $21,429. Now, this money is held back by the RRSP plan administrator and remitted to the government on my behalf. The government holds onto that money waiting for me to file my next income tax return. The entire $71,430 is added to my taxable income, and I get credited for the tax amount withheld. Now my RRSP account value is $928,570. That's $1 million less $71,430. So as you can see, the balance has gone down. Now, how much interest can the $71,430 withdrawal from my RRSP earn for me ever again? Well, the answer is obviously zero. So, who really is in control? When you first set up the RRSP, you handed control of your money over to someone else. That person then handed the money over to someone else to invest it. So let's assume that investment generated a return. Who gets the return first? The firm that initiated the investment. You only get a share of their return. It's not all yours. You handed the control of your money over to someone else. You gave up the motion of your money so that someone else could gain the motion of your money. The $1 million of account value on the RRSP account statement is worth nothing more than the paper the statement was printed on. It hasn't vested. When does value vest with you? When you take it out of the investment. Here's what it looks like. This is another exercise we do at the Infinite Banking Boot Camps. The RRSP account value is $1 million. So assuming you're in a 40% tax bracket, of that $1 million, you own $600,000. The government, or the CRA, owns $400,000. Now let's look at having the same $1 million inside of your policy. Your cash value is $1 million. You and I got together for a round of golf on our first day of retirement. I withdrew $71,430 out of my RRSP, even though all I needed was $50,000. Now, to compare apples to apples, you took a policy loan from the life insurance company for $71,430. You get all $71,430. I only get $50,000. What's your total cash value after taking the policy loan? It's still $1 million. It hasn't changed. And the very next day when we're discussing our golf game, what happened to your cash value? Well, it went up. And why did it go up? Because you aged another day closer to 100. So who's in control? You are. Sadly, let's say something bad happens in the stock market and my RRSP goes down in value. The market takes a hit and my account value is now $649,999. I lost 30% of my account value. How much of a percentage gain do I need just to get back to break even at $928,570? A staggering 43% gain. Now, is it easier to lose 30% in the stock market, or is it easier to gain 43%? And it gets worse. Every withdrawal from the RRSP is income taxable, and the asset base is being depleted with every withdrawal. But when you take out the policy loans, 100% of your cash values continue to grow and are not impacted by the loans, and your entire asset base continues to go up every day. Apples to apples, there really is no comparison. So you have to ask yourself, whose retirement do you really want to fund? Unlike your RRSP or pension plan, the Infinite Banking System helps you fund your retirement instead of the CRAs. Choosing the investment vehicle you will use to create your wealth is one of the most important decisions you will ever make in your lifetime. Do yourself a favor and think twice before you tie yourself to CRA as a silent business partner for life. Because after all, a lifetime is a long time to be broke. Infinite Banking will let you access your money at any time without penalties and without holding tax like your RRSP. And unlike your RRSP, with Infinite Banking, there are no limitations to the money you can contribute to your retirement. You're in control to use your money to build wealth, all with built-in guarantees and peace of mind, knowing that your money will be there when you need it most. Wouldn't it be great to know the end result before you get started? Most financial plans are created with the hope and pray model that the value of your money will be there when you need it. With Infinite Banking, your money grows with guarantees that you will never lose a nickel. Your Infinite Banking system will also provide you with protection from creditors as well as disability protection options. With certain riders in place, if you were ever to become disabled, your plan would continue to be funded and keep you on track to ensure your retirement. Imagine having the freedom to be with your family, freedom to live, and freedom to do what you choose to do with your life anytime you choose to do it. This freedom will give you control, ownership, and security for both your individual and business financial life. Remember, to learn more about the Infinite Banking concept and everything it can do for you and your finances, register for an upcoming bootcamp at www.infinitebankingbootcamp.ca or by calling McGuire Financial Group, 780-462-1289. It's time to take back control of your retirement planning.
I am so impressed with these folks. They have the best grasp of this concept of anyone that I know. And I meet people all over the world who teach this message.